Big news last night. Did something for the first time in my life. I went to a baby shower. Went to a baby shower last night. That's actually me crying when I was born.
Right.
It was an interesting experience. I feel like I'm relatively good with kids when it comes to holding kids and playing with kids. But it was a totally different experience when you're buying for children, right?
This is like you said, it was like a bro baby shower, right?
I called it
I've never heard of. That's an intelligent idea. I like it.
I totally made it up. Went with
you
it.
You did?
Called it the bro baby shower. Bros only. Ladies not invited. It was a good time amongst men last night on the north side.
Was it just beer and diapers then or something?
Beer, diapers, and Gerber's baby formula.
You mean Gerber?
Gerber's. Damn it. I did that last night on the phone with Sarah.
This just goes to show how bad men are. Baby stuff, you can't even say Gerber.
Exactly. So last night, you should have seen me running around in Target trying to buy baby gifts, right? I was so lost and confused. I'm like, where do I start? Oh, yeah, the infant toddler section. I go over there, and here's what changed the game for me, because I forgot about this. You buy little baby's clothes in months, right?
Right, you buy it due to age, not like, there's not like, oh, this is size 2, this is size whatever, you know, no.
You should have seen me trying to pick out a onesie for this kid. I'm like, oh yeah, 0 to 3 months, me running around, but my most exciting gift I got for this child was a little snug-a-wuggy thing, monkey thing, that you put above his crib so you can play with him, and I actually bought
cool.
I bought one for myself because I liked it so much, so it was nice.
You're easily entertained.
But anyway, very confused with trying to buy for babies. And I wanted to ask you, ladies, 239-1009, if your man had trouble adjusting to baby life. By the way, I'm not having a baby. This is for my good friend, Dustin.
Right.
Congratulations to him and his family.
So, you know, I feel like guys are just so inept when it comes to kids. Half of them are scared anyway. You know what I mean?
Yes.
And then the other ones, it's just a whole different game to them. They're like, oh my gosh, this is real. This is mine. I don't want to mess this up. I don't want to break it. You know, it's hard for guys. Like, women were raised to know that
it's inherent.
You better
in
be
women.
Good with kids, right?
Good morning. Did your man have trouble adjusting to baby life?
Absolutely not. My husband is different though, because he shops for me. He buys shoes and things like that. So I'm probably not the person to ask, because he is excellent in that.
Where
area.
Did you find him, and where do I find one?
Found him at Babies R Us.
I know, right?
That is impressive.
That Sandra. Is impressive.
He is awesome. I know the girls that I work with say that I'm very spoiled. So
because their men are like, shoot, I don't know what to do with this berber.
Well, if he has a brother, just send him over.
Hey, Sandra, we appreciate the call. Have a good day. All right.
Hey, thanks, guys. Have a good day.
I will say this though. All in all, it was a terrific bro baby shower. I recommend to the gentlemen out there, throw a bro baby shower for your bro in your life.
I like it.
Text me for details. It's Kyle and Rachel on Radio Now 100.9.